Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Let's talk a little bit more about Mr. Trump with the feistiest White House correspondent that exists in Washington, D.C., Alex Pfeiffer from the Daily Caller. Alex, thanks for joining Mornings on the Mall.
Hey, Vince. Thanks for having me.
Glad to have you here. So let's start with the news overnight, Alex, which is Steve Bannon giving an interview that appears to have been something that he didn't consider to even be an interview. In it, he refers to white supremacists as clowns, but he also talks about the value of keeping Democrats on talking about race all the time. He sees a real chance at electoral victories out of keeping them focused on identity politics. Can you kind of explain what he's up to here?
Yeah, so it seems like Bannon pulled a mooch. He called up a columnist at the liberal American Prospect, and the columnist called Robert Kuttner writes a lot about China, and mainly what Bannon talked about was China and North Korea, and he very candidly undercut Trump's line about fire and fury. He goes that China's got us. He says that unless we find a solution to millions of people in Seoul dying from conventional weapons within 30 minutes of war starting, we can't go to war with North Korea, and what we have to do is focus on an economic trade war with China. And he goes on to say that he has to fight against Gary Cohn to accomplish this, and that he's trying to fire all these people at the State Department. And it's rather candid from him. And then what you were just talking about with Democratic density politics, he kind of was basically what Trump said at his Tuesday press conference, that he wants the Democrats to talk about race all the time so that the Republicans can just focus on economic nationalism, and he believes that that will lead to victory at the polls. And, you know, and 30 minutes after the interview, the website that's now the go-to place for Bannon, Palace Intrigue, Axios, reported that Bannon did not know he was on the record and didn't know all of these statements would get published. So this interview came right as there were reports of Bannon's demise. So I guess we'll see today if Trump cares that he got undercut by Bannon.
Do you believe that Steve Bannon didn't know he wasn't on the record and he had no idea these comments were going to be published? I think he's smarter than that.
Yeah, I mean, well, he did run a news organization. So I don't believe that now. If so, I mean, there's some weird thing going on in this admin where they need some HR representative to come in and give them a PowerPoint on the record and off the record.
Yeah, it might be time for you to swing by with a PowerPoint and teach everybody how to do it, Alex. I want to move to the president's Twitter feed this morning. And this is kind of getting into, you know, Steve Bannon, who we just mentioned, was very happy with President Trump's performance Tuesday, according to Axios. But he's one of the few. It seems like every elected Republican who's had the opportunity to defend Trump hasn't. And in fact, many of them have criticized him. The president criticizing Lindsey Graham this morning in a tweet just 50 minutes ago. Publicity-seeking Lindsey Graham falsely stated that I said there is moral equivalency between the KKK, neo-Nazis, and white supremacists, and people like Ms. Heyer, who, by the way, was killed, remember? Such a disgusting lie. He just can't forget his election trouncing. The people of South Carolina will remember. So, Alex, I mean, it definitely looks like the president is very resentful of the Republicans, especially, who've been attacking him since over the weekend.
Yeah, it's tough for Trump because the Republican Party and him are not one. Shep Smith said, I believe it was yesterday, that he could get no Republican on his show to defend him. So he's alone in this. Obviously, he had to disband his manufacturing councils. But I think, you know, It's like deja vu all over again, you know, 2016 when all these Republicans would ditch him and all these business leaders would ditch him. I guess there's no finish line at the end. There's no election for Trump to say ha to all these people. But, you know, Trump ran on the establishment hating him, big business hating him. So I don't know if, you know, Lindsey Graham hurts Trump in approval ratings. It just, you know, it'll hurt his legislative agenda. It'll make it this much harder now for him to pass tax reform, healthcare reform, infrastructure, because this isn't just, you know, a WWE show, you know, there still has to be stuff done.
Wanted to switch gears here just a little bit and talk about Hope Hicks, who is now the interim White House communications director. She took over from Scaramucci. She'll be working with Sarah Huckabee Sanders. Very young, 28 years old, but a Trump loyalist. Are these the types of people that he needs to be surrounding himself with even more? Because as you just said, establishment Republicans are jumping ship.
Yeah, this is a kind of good segue from Graham. Out of this topic, because this is Trump. You know, he's not relying on the RNC and operatives from the Republican machine anymore. Hope Hicks was someone who did PR for Ivanka Trump's clothing line before joining the Trump campaign for a long time, being the only press staffer on the campaign. And she's certainly capable, and from all I've heard, she is Trump's trusted right-hand woman. Who will be by his side all the time, and he'll turn to her for information. So I think, you know, she basically did this job in the campaign. I think she's certainly capable. But, yeah, what it definitely shows is that Trump's now, you know, more isolated from the GOP.
Alex, I want to ask you about something you were the first to report. There's a report right now on the Daily Caller, exclusive: Republican congressman meets with WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange. This is at the Ecuadorian embassy in London, and who is this congressman, and what was he hoping to accomplish, and what is Julian Assange saying?
Yeah, this is kind of a wild story. Dana Rohrabacher, Republican congressman of California, who's been known for his close ties to Russia, or at least, you know, being pro-Russia. Politico called him Putin's favorite congressman, met with Julian Assange Wednesday at the Ecuadorian embassy in London, where Assange is keeping asylum. Now, Rohrabacher and Assange weren't the only people in that meeting. A conservative journalist who's known as an internet troll, Charles C. Johnson, or Chuck Johnson, also sat in that meeting. Now, Johnson told me that he arranged the meeting because Assange wants to leave asylum in the Ecuadorian embassy and is hoping to strike some sort of deal with the U.S., and that Rohrabacher would be the person to deliver, you know, a deal to the White House and help negotiate.
And in briefly, you say that Assange, or not you, but I saw The Hill had an interview with Rohrabacher, and they say that Assange has evidence that Russia did not give him the information that he posted to WikiLeaks.
Yes. So Rohrabacher's press office after the meeting put out a statement, and what they said is Assange said Russia didn't do it, and then Rohrabacher's like, he viewed all these documents that help Assange's argument, and he was kind of vague, and he goes, I'm going to deliver the rest of what I found directly to President Trump.
Wow.
So there's, you know, the White House hasn't said yet, and I'll try to find out today.
So it seems like he's using this as leverage.
Okay, this meeting.
He's using this as leverage to get into the United States.
Yes, that seems to be the case.
Interesting. All right, well, we'll keep following it. And Alex Pfeiffer, thanks for bringing it to the public's attention. Really appreciate you stopping by Mornings on the Mall this morning.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Have a great morning.
All right, you too.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.